This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to just tell you, I'm watching Top Chat right now on our platforms. Yesterday, we had about 16,000 people watching us, just to give you kind of an idea of the download that I'm getting all throughout the show. And I pay attention, at least I do my best in paying attention to what people are saying out there. Renee, I want to tell you something. You're absolutely right. I got a question for all of you people listening to me right now. Why are you promoting Donald Trump and condemning Joe Biden? Why are you promoting Joe Biden and condemning Donald Trump? I'm just curious, because my Bible's real clear as to explain why it is we're in trouble today, and I know why we're in trouble today, because the false prophets keep pointing their finger at their favorite politicians for men to go to, as if to suggest that they are going to be their salvation at the end of the day, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. But this is what we're seeing today, right in front of me, right now, friends. Okay? Scripture's very clear. Psalm 9. Verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. That forget God. Our forefathers had the flag flying, no king but King Jesus. Didn't have anything to do with their favorite politician. As a matter of fact, they even denounced it through title of nobility in the U.S. Constitution. As a matter of fact, our forefathers condemned the party spirit, which is unconstitutional. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. But what do I see right now? Oh, Trump 2020. Trump's going to win. Biden's the devil. Biden's the one that won. He is the president-elect. Donald Trump is the arm of the beast. I mean, folks, you have your eyes on the wrong persons. You've wickedly departed from your God, and that's why you're in trouble today. Which, by the way, is a perfect segue into my topic today. Why is everybody looking to Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Because the preachers are pointing their fingers to the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse, rather than to the Lord, which brings a blessing. I'm working on a couple preachers right now, friends, giving them the benefit of the doubt before I call them out. We're putting the fleece out there right now to get them on the radio to answer for their letters, such as, why I will not abandon the president. And what's ironic here, friends, is one individual that we're working on right now getting on the radio. There's another one down south. There's one in California, and there's one down south that I'm trying to get on the radio as well, that had the exact same title. Had nothing to do with the Lord. Absolutely nothing. And these are the false prophets of the day. When I read their articles, not one reference to Scripture. Not one reference to Scripture. They're like the modern-day conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, which Jesus warned us of in Mark 8:15, that we're to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, we're to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. When you look at the conservatives of the day, they don't make reference to the Constitution or the enumerated laws found within, Because if they did, friends, they'd work themselves out of a job. They're not educating people. They're desensitizing people. They're giving the same message concerning those that they complain about. But they're giving you the same bone that's being thrown to them by the CIA-controlled media, which is owned and operated by six corporations worldwide. But again, the question I have for my listeners today, why is it that you're looking to the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse? Why is it that you're talking about how it's got to be your man instead of the man? And I'm talking about no king, but King Jesus. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is just that. In the light of Scripture, modern-day counterfeit prophets face off with the genuine biblical prophets. In Zephaniah 3:4, it tells us, her prophets are light and treacherous. It means they're unfaithful in oath or covenant. Okay? Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. Exactly. You know what happens when people forsake God's moral government, his law? Moral law, not ceremonial law. Make the distinction. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. The Bible says that when men forsake the law, they praise the wicked. What am I highlighting right now? Those that are praising the wicked. And why is it? Because they have forsaken God's government. They have forsaken his moral law, which is found in Exodus 20. I want to ask you a question starting off the show here. If a coach for America's favorite teams, regardless of what sport it may be, loses game after game, how long do you suppose that the American people are going to put up with that coach that keeps losing the game, game after game, year after year? He's not going to go year after year, is he? Nope, the people are not going to tolerate a coach that continuously loses the game. No way. Read Jeremiah 11:13 when you get a moment. Again, they won't put up with it, will they? Now let me ask you another question. How long do you suppose that the American church will put up with their favorite preacher when they see the moral decline of their country decade after decade? Read Jeremiah 23. Let me say it again. How long do you suppose the American church will put up with their favorite preacher when they see the moral decline of their country decade after decade? Because I'm here to tell you, as you take a look around, they are still putting up the same hirelings that have no business being in the pulpits as the ones that they are to emulate. The American people, concerning the servitude of their idols, their favorite sports teams, they will not allow a coach to continuously lose concerning their favorite football team, baseball team, hockey team, whatever the case might be. But in the American church, look at the moral decline, and yet it's still the same people in the pulpits 7 and 8 decades later that are still there today, regardless of how backwards, how upside down America has become, how demoralized the American people have become. They still listen to the same preachers, the same hirelings that have no business being there in the first place. These hirelings don't understand that it's a good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. No, what they've done is they turned in the day of battle. And again, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that's what we're talking about right now. I want to ask you a question. Why is it that the American people are looking to their favorite politician right now rather than seeking the face of God? And then you wonder why you have a curse being brought upon your nation. The Bible says a curse without a cause will not come. They're everywhere. Judgments everywhere. Why? Because you're taught by the local hirelings throughout this country to put your trust in the arm of the flesh rather than to put your trust in the Lord, which brings a blessing. Jeremiah 17:5. I'm going to take a quick break. After this show today, friends, I don't want any more. Bradley, we just don't know. No. After today's show, you're going to know. In light of Scripture, modern-day counterfeit prophets face off with the genuine biblical prophets. Who are you looking to right now? Are you seeking the face of God, or are you seeking the face of your favorite politicians? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live right now, you can do that. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to YouTube on the side of the page and click on to Top Chat as well. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, you can do the same thing over there, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on YouTube. Join us on Top Chat one more time. If you want to call in, please do. 133 radio stations listening to us across the country right now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We, like Paul, follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now, I want to ask you another question, friends. When I just asked you the question about if a coach for your favorite team, regardless of what sport it may be in, loses game after game, how long do you suppose you're going to put up with that coach? It's going to be short-lived, isn't it? Yep, he's going to be taken out in short order, and he's going to be replaced. But yet when we look to the church, we have the same preachers that have been in the pulpit for 7 and 8 decades, friends. I kid you negative, that are still there leading the people down the same path because they refuse to read their own Bibles. Let me just use a couple examples because there's a plethora of these guys, okay? Let's just take Billy and Franklin Graham for an example. And again, there's so many more I could point towards, but what men do is they put them up in a place of Christ instead of, right? They put these men up in the place of Christ, I want to say it again. These men put them, the Grahams, in the place of Christ and suggested to people on a global scale that they are the ones that need to be emulated. We need to follow them. That they are the standard in which we must live up to. Okay? That's the furthest thing from the truth. Luke 16:15. Matter of fact, I wanted to say this too. It's interesting how people love the Grahams. The Franklin Grahams, we just found out last week, he just took a Samaritan's purse and tied it to that of the United Nations, right hand in glove with that of none other than Donald Trump. And I know what Donald says, but I also know what he does. And as a matter of fact, if I go back to Scripture, the way that you should, we're to judge him by what he does, not by what he says, Matthew 7:16. But going back to the Grahams, everybody loves them. Everybody thinks that they're the standard, but people don't realize that he was an ecumenical preacher, okay? And I'm not going to go into the fruit of Billy Graham because we've done shows on him before. But the fact of the matter is, friends, the Bible is clear when it says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." Listen carefully. "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." Luke 6:26. Remember the real prophets, they were slain. Remember the disciples, 11 of the 12, were slain. They were martyred. Jesus Christ was martyred, right? Isn't that interesting? How it's completely backwards today? Well, it's because of what you take heed to. Again, it's a crossless preaching is what it comes down to. It's a bunch of lawless individuals that are allowed and tolerated by the people throughout the country to continuously preach against the very law that is magnified through Christ, Matthew 5, right? It was never abrogated, to keep us as a free people. Because through faith, we establish the law. And again, keep in mind, the law detects, grace conquers. Read Romans 3:31 when you get a moment. But what happens, going back to this point, what happens is when men allow them to be set as the standard in the place of Christ, others line up behind them believing that preaching in contrast in the face of Scripture, such things as a lukewarm life, Revelations 3:15 through 17, under a false grace, Galatians 5:13, and a dissimulated hiding under a false appearance love, Romans 12:9. See, love today, friends, is completely backwards to that of scriptural love. The love that has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And what does it produce? Well, take a look around, friends. There's nobody that advocates the very demographics and groups of people that are destroying this country more than the professed church in America. And I'm talking about the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent in the face of what they should be preaching out against. What kind of men are these? Well, Jude 4 tells us, "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness," that means carnal lust, "and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." See, the preaching of the cross to these people is foolishness. But unto us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. The next step in departing from the Scriptures, wickedly, Psalm 119:53, verse 53, then comes in when the masses begin to follow their favorite preacher, like that of Billy's not here anymore, but his son Franklin's here. And what does he do? He keeps taking Donald Trump and he keeps taking his supporters and he keeps mending them together. He keeps bringing them under the covering of government. You got to keep in mind what I'm saying and pay attention closely because I'm going to clarify as to how this is supposed to be done. Scripture tells us that God gave government. He gave it to the Mosaic Institution, which we as Americans are established on, something called common law. That's why when you go into a Capitol building throughout the United States of America, you see Moses, you see him holding the Ten Commandments. And again, making reference to the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., what do you see above the heads of the justices in Washington, D.C.? It's a picture of Moses holding the two tablets, the Ten Commandments. And under it, it says, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." But again, I want you to see what happens here. The next step in departing from the Scripture then comes in when the masses of the people begin to follow their favorite preacher. They follow who? Let's just use Franklin Graham for an example right now. In order to accept the compromises of their favorite politician, what does Franklin Graham do? He continuously brings his following and he teaches them to submit to that of federal government, namely today under Donald Trump, just like his daddy did concerning every administration that he was a part of. And this is the reoccurring theme throughout the history of mankind that they continuously fail to learn every step of the way. every step of the way. Folks, because it leads the people back into Egypt, and all the while they were warned of both, but they didn't want to take heed to it. And here we are again, read Deuteronomy 28, 63 and 68. And again, we were warned in Mark 8, 15, and he charged them, saying, this is Jesus to his followers, take heed, beware of those religious hypocrites. Okay, the leaven of the Pharisees. He said, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrine in the government. Mark 8:15. He warned us over and over and over again. I started off the first segment asking the question, why is everybody looking to Donald Trump or to Joe Biden? Therein lies your problem. And then you wonder why you're under the judgments of God. Why? Because you've left off your first love. You've left off your God, America. And I know how many out there like to just bring in, God bless American, oh, I'm a Christian, and then they drop an expletive after that, not understanding that it's a deceived heart that actually believes that they're going to heaven when you line it up in the light of Scripture, friends. It's sickening, but I see it all day long. They know all the talking points of Donald Trump's administration or Joe Biden's pretended victory here, and his him being the president-elect, they know all the political talk, friends, but they don't know the Scripture. And that is exactly why they're ensnared. That's exactly why they're under the curse today. So what's the end result? The end result will be that the Americans failed to take heed unto this. Listen to this. Listen carefully. Because my point that I'm making here is when a preacher points his finger to a man and says, follow him and submit to him, I'm telling you right now, you better turn and run the other way as fast as you possibly can, because that is not a preacher's job. A preacher's job is to point his finger at the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God which delivers us from our sins, Matthew 1:21. Okay? Man doesn't deliver us from anything. The history of man has never been to deliver us from anything, friends, but to bring us back into bondage, just like they are today. Now listen, Isaiah 30, 1 through 3. Woe, it's a curse to the rebellious children, those that are rebelling against God, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. They'll take it of Donald Trump, they'll take it of Joe Biden, but the Lord's saying they won't take it of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, saith the Lord, that they may add sin to sin. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. We're teeing this thing up. That they may add sin to sin, and it's exactly what you see today. You see the politicians, along with the spiritual overseers, as they call themselves, compromising the word of God and submitting under more of a tyrannical government day by day, incrementally. Every single day. What is compromise, friends? It's where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. But for some reason or another, they look around and say, well, God has forgotten. He's not required anything of me. Oh, my goodness. Read Ecclesiastes 8:11 when you get a moment, friends. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh, the government, be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt, government, shall be your confusion. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there'll be a recount of the presidential race.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county.
Reffensperger details what will happen during the hand recount.
This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a re-canvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for our state certification.
The CDC is updating its guidelines on face masks. The federal agency saying that wearing a mask not only protects those that you come in contact with, but also protects the mask wearer. The CDC statement also says that cloth masks can reduce the wearer's exposure to infectious droplets through filtration. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump commemorating Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. He was joined by First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence when he placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A large retailer is transitioning out of bankruptcy.
Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite that lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year, and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. The sale comes just days before a financing agreement would have expired, forcing the chain to close its doors for good. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take a phone call. Let me see here. We got Chuck in Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, hey, listen, I really appreciate your show. I'm learning a lot. I just wanted to ask, in this picture of what you're talking about today, false prophets, how these modern-day prosperity preachers and healing preachers, how they fit into the big scheme. Well, like Kenneth Copeland and such. I was just wondering what your take on that was.
Yeah, good question. Those that preach gain is godliness. The Bible is clear from such withdraw. They like to avoid God's moral law because it exposes them for the criminals that they are before God and man, because they've removed thou shall not covet. It's an inconvenience. It's a stumbling block to their gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy prosperity message. And I'll tell you what, that's all you have to do. Again, is to a quick answer is to look at the fruit of these people. I've been up when I first got saved, Chuck. I was a part of that whole movement, and I have never seen so much gold and riches within a pastoral meeting in all my life. There's probably 50 to 75 preachers. They were all prosperity preachers. And I noticed that they had enough, some of them had enough gold on their hand to feed countries. And I'm not even kidding you. It's interesting also that they're so willing to continuously buy themselves several homes, Lear jets. They will buy themselves this, that, and the other thing. And at the same time, they're asking you to sell your home. They're asking you to sell your car so they can purchase more for themselves and their ministries. So that is to the extreme of what a false prophet is. Talking about the Kenneth Copelands of the day. I mean, I could go on and on with the names. You got Creflo Dollar, you got Jesse Duplantis. I mean, the list goes on. They're all over the place. The American people, if they took the time to read the Bible, they wouldn't sit in their pulpit for more than 5 minutes. They'd be calling them out for heresy, because heretics they are.
Right, right.
So does that help?
What really bothers me is I've been involved in this for a while, the prosperity movement. But as of recently, though, I've been listening to a lot of Reformed theology, Paul Washer and those kind of folks. Yep. Anyhow, what really bothers me in my own gut, because it was me, and I don't want to be that, but I see it now prevalent, it is a form of a Christian consumerism. In other words, I'm going to go ahead and use God to get what I want,
yep,
without completely submitting my life to God, not dealing with the sin in my life, not hating it, but yet trying to accumulate things, and really is just a form of total insanity, trying to accumulate things on this planet when you're going to leave it at point someday. So,
there's some keywords you can ask these people, real simple, and they simply cannot answer it. They remind me of politicians who can't answer simple questions when I bring up the Constitution. It's foreign to them. Chuck, let me just put you in the hot seat for just a moment. And it doesn't matter if you know the answer or if you don't, but I'm just trying to prove my point. What is biblically the definition of sin, my friend?
I would say two things. One, you're missing the mark or violating God's law.
That's right. Okay, so you're right. The latter is right. The miss the mark is the modern gospel. That's what we've been told. But it really is transgressing God's law. So once we put ourselves up in front of Exodus 20, we see the Ten Commandments. We're guilty of breaking every one of them. What does that law do? It drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, said D.L. Moody. He's exactly right. And we put our faith in Jesus Christ when we come to the end of ourselves. Without the law, the Holy Ghost does not come in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He needs the law to do that, because if not, if you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. And really what it comes down to is a lawless gospel. And what does it breed? Anarchy. And what is it that these people that we're talking about right now, what are they breeding? Anarchy. And we are the fruit of anarchy today. That's why we need to get back to old time preaching. Ask my wife's grandmother, 98 years young, she passed away a couple years ago, and we asked her the question, what was it that you used to submit to in the pulpits in America back in the 60s? She was born in 1917, friends. She said every Sunday it was the law and the prophets. Every Sunday it was the law and the prophets. Now what is it? You hear the pulpits all across the country through the hirelings, warring against God's commandments as if to suggest that's legalism when nothing could be further from the truth. Try their heresy, their theology, in natural law one time. Just go ahead, go down the road, go as fast as you want, and when the cop pulls you over, just tell them, listen, we're not under the law anymore, we're under grace, when you went 70 to 55 mile an hour zone. How's that going to work out? It's not going to work out. What does the hirelings do come behind that? And then they teach you, when the cop tells you that you violated the law in the natural, which is completely heresy once again, it's heretical. Well, the pulpits are teaching people all over the country, thou shalt not judge. So when you break the law, they're then taught that, first of all, there is no law. We're not under the law. We're under grace. And secondly, what do? They look at the cop, rip up the ticket, and say, who are you to judge me? This is what the American people have been drinking from the pulpits for eight decades in this country, and it needs to stop. And that's exactly why war, friends, calling it out for what it really is. Isaiah 8:20 comes to mind right now. It says, if they speak not according to the law into the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. Steve from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Great. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, you know, I find what you say quite interesting, like the example of the cop. But they all lose sight of the purpose of the law, because you should be so lucky that the cop pulls you over and stops you from acting dangerous. I mean, if he lets you go and you hit a tree and get crippled in Maine, nobody showed love to you. Your sin, the violation of the law that was going to keep you safe, just got you horribly hurt. And everybody seems to forget that God's laws are for our benefit.
Exactly. God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And this all came in. They flipped it on their head back in the 60s is what they did. But you're correct.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not perfect. I screw up all the time. But it doesn't change the fact that I would have been way better off if I hadn't. that God, you know, God can have his grace. He can forgive me for making mistakes, but I'd been way better off if I hadn't made the mistakes. And the closer I am to following what he wants, the better off I am. You know, you can kind of see it in church when you go there and you listen to how people pray. It's like you say, gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, instead of asking God, hey, what do you want me to know? You know, what do you got for me? You know, what should I do? What are your orders? What should I go out and do and get accomplished for you? No, it's give me this, give me that, I want this,
yep,
I want
yep.
that. They're so busy talking, they don't have time to hear God.
Yeah, there's so much to cover on just what you're talking about now, but that's what they've been taught. It's a message of indulgence. The preacher says, give me your money, and God's going to give you back. And the fact of the matter is God wants your heart. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. And I wanted to answer something that you had said just a couple minutes ago, Steve. When you read Psalm 119:44, this is spiritual and natural law. Christ fulfills the law, though, and we are saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. And we're saved unto good works, for the record. But I'm not doing what I'm doing to get saved. I'm doing what I'm doing today because I am saved. Listen to this. Psalm 119:44 tells us this, and this is the King James Version, friends. It says, so shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And what does he say right after that? I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. And precepts are those things that were entrusted unto us by God.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it was like on Sunday we were reading Daniel, and man, he could have been speaking to America about how messed up we are and how we need to turn around. And yet, I mean, everybody's screaming, God bless America.
Yeah, yeah. God has blessed America. Yeah, God has blessed America, Steve, and you all the well know this as well as I do. God has blessed America. God's looking for the church to bless him and obey him because they love him, but they don't know the difference because they haven't taken the time to know his word. And yet that's the first prerequisite. Listen, first of all, deny yourself, take up your cross, and what did he say? Listen, you must know concerning my doctrine, John 7:17. And how many people do you talk about, especially with those that are obstinate to the gospel message, that call themselves Christians, how many times have you gotten in an argument with someone that calls themselves a Christian, but they can't make reference to one scripture outside of what they've been taught through the hirelings in the pulpits in America? It's astounding. It really is. And that is exactly the word. It is astounding.
Well, and it's just like this Veterans Day, you know. It really bothers me when people say, thank you for my service. I know they mean well, but I want to be forgiven for it more than I want to be thanked, because our military, we weren't, you know, they were putting bars and strip clubs out in front of our bases, not because we were moral. And we ain't necessarily helping the countries we're in, and we aren't carrying out God's will. We're carrying out the government.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, they're enemies of the cross of Christ. And let me say this, Steve. It's interesting that Donald Trump today, to bring it to the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, read it. Jesus always spoke in the natural when he was teaching you spiritual lessons. We're hearing that Donald Trump is now at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which I bring my kids there every time we're in Washington, D.C. We've been there 10 times, I bet. And it's interesting that he's there honoring the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, but what is he doing as he occupies the office of the presidency of the United States of America? Just the exact opposite. He's not living for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 15. Neither is the church living for what Christ died for. They're living unto themselves. They're confused. They don't know why. You look at politicians today who are taught to do what they're doing. They're so thankful, going back to Donald Trump, concerning all of those men in the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died to give them the freedoms that they have today. Well, he betrays the American people and tries to open us up to the United Nations to give sway to a global order. See, do you understand? This is exactly what the church is doing. And I want to tell you what, the government's doing it because the church has been doing it far too long. They love Jesus so much that every given opportunity, they disobey him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Ah, so much ignorance out there, to say the least. I am looking, literally, friends, at hundreds of scrolls, comments being made right now. And we're trying to clear the air for you, friends, but if you don't want to listen and you're self-condemned, that's your issue, not mine. Okay, I'm just pointing you to the Word of God, and it's not my interpretation, it's the judge's interpretation, okay? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're talking about, in the light of Scripture, modern-day counterfeit prophets face off with the genuine biblical prophets. And we started the show off telling you how these modern-day hirelings are pointing their finger to the administration, your favorite politician, rather than to Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you that's why we're in trouble today. We got Lynn calling in from North Carolina. What say you, ma'am?
Well, I say I am finer than a frog hair split three ways. I know you are today, too. And I just wanted to point out something that Jim and I bring up every week on our morning edition of Sons of Liberty, is how the basis for what our children are taught comes from the Old Testament, where we're told
yep.
that we are supposed to teach our children. We're supposed to, you know, lay everything out for them. And if you want to look at the demise of the false prophets, one of the things that we keep pointing out is that, you know, years and years ago, the Bible was the only teaching tool that our families used. The literacy rate was off the chart. The morals of the country were just absolutely solid. We have seen this attack throughout history. We have seen it now, to where the false prophets are telling you through the social justice warriors, as laid out by, you know, all the UN stuff that we keep bringing up,
yep.
that, you know, there is no God. The God is in you. And this is why, part of the reason why our nation is so much in the toilet, why I have been saying in the chat room, you know, these are the people who deserve millstones, because we were never supposed to harm our children, and that is exactly what these false doctrines and these false teachings are doing. And the reason why education was chosen was because they knew it would not be just in the public schools, but that it would be everywhere. And we are seeing family after family who are saying they're a Christian keep sending their kids to public schools, but we also see them taking on these UN resources in homeschools.
Yep.
And it's like you cannot keep dividing the rod and wondering why your children are coming out to be such twisted individuals.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The apple doesn't fall too far from the indoctrinated tree to the federal government, who's violating the Bill of Rights, namely the 10th Amendment. 86% of those that are sending their kids into public school, and as you well know, are Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. And it's insane. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, said, "By removing the Bible from schools, we would be wasting so much time and money and punishing criminals and so little pains to prevent crime. Take the Bible out of our schools and there would be an explosion in crime." And it's interesting, today you get a Bible when you walk into jail, but the schools completely forbid the Bible. Let me say it this way. Prevention is a lot better than cure. I totally thank you for your call. I don't know what's going on behind you, Lynn, but it's really loud. Again, thank you for your call. We're talking about, in light of Scripture, modern-day counterfeit prophets face off with genuine biblical prophets. Now, again, friends, you got to take this line upon line, precept upon precept. Because what we're seeing is we're seeing the false prophets, the modern-day hirelings, push men to their favorite politicians instead of Christ. So if you want to know why Donald Trump is trying to open us up for the United Nations, which he has continuously been found guilty over and over and over again of doing, and it's not just been him, it's been Barack Obama, it's been George Bush, it's been Bill Clinton, it's been Ronald Reagan, the list goes on. Why? Because the church keeps pointing the finger at their favorite politicians and leading men to their favorite politicians rather than to Jesus Christ, who makes them free. And then the people wonder why they're being enslaved by their government. And by the way, the government is the fruit of the church. Just wanted to make sure you understood that. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. There's corruption in government because there's corruption in the church. There's corruption in the people, right? That's what's going on here. Again, when you see these hirelings push you to their favorite politicians instead of Christ, run as fast as you can the other direction, friends, because Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not the standard. John 14:6. Okay. Now, the next downward step is that many in the modern-day church become self-proclaimed prophets that the Lord never called them to be, which then drives men to their favorite politicians rather than the use of the law to drive men to Christ. Galatians 3:24, the New Testament. You can also go over to Psalm 19:7, the Old Testament. Which they have forsaken, Proverbs 28:4, thus in the end making war with God, which brings you, America, under the curse, not the blessing. Read Micah 3:5. That's where we're at today. That's where we're at. What is their message, the hirelings? Peace, peace, when the Bible says there is no peace. The modern day church has been taught to be at peace with a world that is at war with God. That is not the church's job. We're called to be Protestants, Protestants. That's every single one of us. I don't care if you're an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a pastor, or a evangelist. We're all called to be Protestants. We're called to be the light that reproves the darkness. We're to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. America, you have been listening to the false prophets far too long. Read Ezekiel 13, the whole chapter. It is outstanding. It is outstanding. It gives you the earmarks of the false prophets, and it lines itself up in parallel with exactly what you're seeing today in America. Read Ezekiel 13 when you get a moment. It's highlighting the false prophets. You can go to Jeremiah 5:31, 6:13, 14:14. I mean, folks, there's a plethora. The Word of God warns us of false prophets over and over and over again. And exactly what you're seeing on the front lines in America today that are given all the airtime they need, that are buddy-buddy with all the politicians that are corrupt from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Why? Because the hirelings are corrupt from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And look what they're leading you to, okay? abortion, sodomy, pedophilia, heresy, corruption in the church, breeds corruption in the government, contrived wars, divorce, suicide, indoctrination in public schools, as Lynn was just talking about in North Carolina. Folks, the list goes on. Who is that? Who is that that is responsible for that fruit? The professed church. See? And it's because of the false prophets. And it's because the people follow the false prophets. How many times have you dealt with someone where they say, well, that's not what my pastor said. Well, that's not what prophet so-and-so said. Really? I want to tell you, the false prophets should be telling you the opposite of what they're telling you today. They shouldn't be telling you peace, peace. They should be telling you to get up and get busy. Okay? They shouldn't be telling you to submit to corruption. They should be teaching you to be protesting it. Romans 13, read 12, 21 in Romans before. That precedes Romans 13. Okay? The powers that are established are given by who? God. God doesn't anywhere in Scripture, friends. You can find it nowhere where He teaches His church to submit to tyranny anywhere in Scripture. Anywhere in Scripture. That is the purpose of the church. Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. That is your history, America. That is your history. Ask not the pilgrims the way that you've been taught. The pilgrims, when they came over here, they weren't called the pilgrims, friends. They were called the saints. Okay? Look at the revisionists have done. Look at the American people have taken on because they didn't want to cross-check their own history. Folks, these people have clearly turned in the day of battle. Psalm 78, verse 9. As they continuously point to the government that the church is responsible for creating. We, the people in this country, are the government. 86% of the American people profess to be Christians. This is pathetic. What a bunch of. Jesus called them, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew them out of my mouth. I'll puke them out of my mouth. What a bunch of pukes, man. I'm embarrassed for you. I'm ashamed of what you tolerate. The military and the natural doesn't lower the standard the way that you have in the church. And we serve the God of the living, not the God of the dead. I want to say this too, friends, in closing today's show. These hirelings that we're talking about, and we're just talking, there's tons of them, friends, but I'm just highlighting Franklin Graham right now and his daddy Billy. They're no threat to corruption in any sense of the word. And therein lies the problem. They've even taught the church not to preach out against sin, which is the transgression of God's law. 1 John 3:4. That's why you have abortion. That's why you have sodomites coming to the church, ordaining themselves. My goodness. That's why you have these churches throughout America selling you out for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48, just like Judas did Jesus, right? And opening the gates, floodgates to illegals or Middle Easterns that are coming in here not to assimilate, but to conquer your country. I'm here to tell you, friends, they're no threat to corruption in any sense of the word. Read Ephesians 5:11, and I'm here to tell you, friends, the Lord did not send them. The article is appended onto YouTube. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.